Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayim Daf Kof Ches in the Oizvardar edition. Perek Shlishi, we reached Halacha Beis, which is in the middle of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Kol min zroim ein zroim ba'arugo. What we learned till now, that in a garden you can plant several seeds, it's seeds of vegetables, not seeds of grain. So min zroim, which is grain, you're not allowed to plant in arugo. The chol min yirakos, but vegetables, zoyim ba'arugo, that you do have the rules that we learned before. Chardo, which is mustard, ve'afuni mashufim, the small peas, min ziroinim. They're considered to be grain, they're considered to be ziroinim, and not vegetables. Afunim hagimloinim, the large peas, min yerek, that's considered to be vegetables. Goyvel shugavoya tefach v'nisbayet, so we learned earlier, that when you have a border that's called a goyvel, which is a tefach high, so that separates the garden from that border, and then you could plant something, you could plant more on the border. So says the Mishnah now, if it was the height of a tefach and it shrank, it became smaller, kosher. Why? She'akosher mitchiloso. It started with a tefach, so it's still okay. The Gemara doesn't explain when exactly did he plant. Hatelim ve'amasamayim. The place that was plowed, a furrow, and a masamayim is a water canal. Shema mukim tefach, they have the height of a tefach. Zoyim letoichom shloisha zironim. You put three different seeds in them. Echad mikan, ve'echad mikan, ve'echad behemza. So many of the first explain, what does it mean? What is on top of the height of the furrow or the water canal? One on the other side, and one in the middle. And because you have a height of a tefach, so that's considered to be like the border that we mentioned before. The Rash learns a little differently, and this is what Rav Chaim brings. That we're saying that we're not talking about here that you're using the height, because not necessarily we talk about the height of a tefach, because the tefach that's mentioned over here is only speaking about the amasamayim, not about the telem. But we talk about here that you have a tefach and a half distance between the different seeds, and that's why it's not an issue, even if the height is not big enough. So says the Gemara, kol means roim. We're referring to the Mishnah. And the Gemara now goes to speak about the details. The Mishnah says, chardo v'afunim hashuvim. When you have mustard and the small peas, means roim. So that's a means roim, as we said. Now, if the case is zorim liyarek, if you decide, you know, but I want to consider these to be a vegetable, I'm going to use it as vegetable. Einu stimus ol geberugo. His das doesn't help. It doesn't change from being a zera to become a vegetable, and you can still not use it in a garden. Continues the Gemara Dakov Chesamun base. Hafunim hagamloinim. If you have the large peas, upoila mitzri, and an Egyptian pea, shezorin lezera, if you planted that for zera, not for your workers, to use the seeds and not to use it as a vegetable, einoisti moisol geberugo. Then you can use it in a garden. Only put it for a vegetable, then it does work. Meaning we always go to chumra. If it's something which most people use for zera, he can't upgrade it to be a vegetable. If most people use it for vegetable, so then he could downgrade it to be a zera in these cases that Mishnah mentions, which are things that change around from zera to yerek. The shara zeroin gino, but the rest of the garden seeds, shein echolim, that people don't eat, so there, because then a vast majority of people use the vegetable, even if he has in mind for it to be a seed, a ziroinim, it's still considered to be vegetable. Continues the Gemara and says, Nismayet kosher, if he planted on the goyvel, on that border, and then the border became smaller, it's still okay. Says the Gemara, that's only if you already planted before the goyvel decreased in height, before it shrinked. But to go now and plant in this goyvel that shrink, now you can't plant, that's too small. If he planted before, when the goyvel was still high enough, so then he can leave it even though now the goyvel became smaller. But to go with lechatchila to plant there, that you cannot do. So the Gemara over of Zora, but if he did go and plant, so if the goyvel already has some seeds, and these seeds are kosher, so if he goes and he plants other seeds, even though now he's planting after it shrinked in height, it's still okay as long as you have the original seeds, that they're okay as well. Says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyah Boy, Rav Yirmiyah now asked the following question. Nicho nekurashnim arishonim mutar. That's clear. He had seeds in the goyvel, in the height. And then the goyvel shrinked. And then he planted new ones. These new ones we say, but the evidence is okay. And these new ones were cut off. They were taken out of the goyvel. So obviously the rishonim stay okay. Why not? They were okay before. They continue to be okay. But what happens if the opposite case happens? Nekru harishonim hashniimahim. He had a goyvel with seeds or planted, okay. Then the goyvel shrinked. Then he went and he planted shneim and they're okay with the evidence because there was their rishonim. But now the rishonim were cut off. Is the shneim still okay? So the one ishmina minada, we'll learn from the following. Hamito, when you have a bed that becomes tome, shemitlu shte aruchos shelo. The aruchos means the length, the way the bed is. It has four metal poles, two to the length and two to the width. In this case, the bed was tome, and the two poles to the length were taken out. Vasulat achadoshes, and then you made two new poles, and you added them to the width poles that were there from before. It didn't change the holes, meaning it didn't change the original ones that were there before that are in the width. So, nishtabra chadoshes, if these two new poles that he put broke, tmeo, so then it's still tame, because the original poles that were there, the ones on the width, are still tame, and they're still there. V'yeshanos, but if, once he put the new poles, the old poles broke, so he put two new poles on the width, length, and the two old poles to the width broke, tmeo, then it's tar. Shakol oilech achar yeshanos, because you go based on the old ones. Meaning this bed had tumah. Part of the bed broke, and the original parts were still there. And he put new parts. Because he still had the original parts, the tumor remains. But if after he put the new parts, the original parts that remained from the original bed broke as well, and now there's nothing left from the original bed, so then, not from here on, the bed is tar. Because if you don't have anything original, then it's considered to be panim chadoshos bo'olakan. It's a new face, it's a new bed. And then it doesn't have tumor, it has to have. So says the Gemara, you see from here also for our case. Adom, that's what it teaches you. Nekreshtim, if the second seeds were removed from the goyvel, harishonim mutarim. The rishon is still mutar because they were always mutar. But nekreshtim, hashnim asurim. But if the original seeds that were in the goyvel, when the goyvel was tefachai, they were cut off, they were removed, and now you have only the seeds that were planted after the goyvel was too low. So you don't have anything left from the original goyvel. Everything that's planted right now in the goyvel was after the goyvel was shrinked to less than a tefach. So then it's asur. Because the only reason we're matir is only as long as you have seeds from that original goyvel which had the proper height. The next part of the Gemara goes on into the next daf. So we'll stop over here. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Kofches.